is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the second hour of the program. We being Ian.
Demi.
And Mark.
And you can join the we here at 855-453 and be part of the discussion. You
get
can
a little we and the.
Whatever you... Whatever you want to talk about goes here. 855-453. That is toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. We started the show out tonight talking about some, you know, of the unending cascade of ridiculous stories coming out of the government school system.
It doesn't seem to stop.
We had a story about a young man, 16 years old, arrested, charged with possession of an explosive device, even though, well... According to the story that we read, he didn't have
a device that would explode.
They raided his home, or rather searched his home, probably with consent by his mother, and discovered some chemicals that ostensibly, when mixed together, could create an explosion. And he had some electronic devices as well. He's, according to his mom, he's a geek that likes to take things apart and experiment with stuff. But apparently that's now possibly making you a terrorist these days. So maybe
it's making you a terrorist.
Yeah, maybe you should just have a dumber hobby. Is basically what the this is the unintended consequence here is that if kids know that they can go to jail for terrorism for being interested in chemistry now and blowing things up, which is really how a lot of young males I think get interested in chemistry, is they want to blow things up as they're growing up, and so they learn what chemicals do that, and then that leads them to learning more about how chemical reactions happen and what chemistry is all about.
I would like to take a test. Go around and ask chemistry.
Did you blow stuff up when you were a kid? Yeah, I think the answer would be yes.
I bet a lot of them would say yes. So there was that story, and another young lady who was busted for writing in a journal that she could understand where the killer in Connecticut was coming from. The teacher found that by snooping, apparently, through her journal, and then she got in trouble for that. So she's been suspended indefinitely. And now here's one from WashingtonExaminer.com. The first two stories were a 16- and 17-year-old. This one, 6 years old. A Montgomery County elementary school student, I was six in first grade, was suspended for a pretend gunshot a week after Adam Lanza killed 20 children and six adults at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. The six-year-old, who attends Roscoe R. Nix Elementary School in Silver Spring, made a gun with his hands, pointed it at another student, and said, "Pow," according to Robin Ficker, the boy's attorney.
So I'm surprised they didn't just execute him on sight, frankly.
My son's going to be five here shortly, so I'm thinking I have some idea of the mind of a six-year-old. And I don't think for a second that my son would even understand. Like, he wouldn't even understand.
You mean the ramifications of what the police do to him? Or what? Understand what?
Well, the police weren't involved in this, were they?
I haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay, the police are involved. I don't think he would understand. First off, I don't think he would understand that he was in trouble. I don't understand. He think he would understand why he was in trouble if he did understand he was in trouble. I don't think he would understand any of this.
The police were not involved in this particular event.
Okay. Thank goodness.
They suspended him. Let's see. So he made the gun, pointed it at someone, said pow. He was given a one-day suspension with a conference on the matter planned for January 2nd. That was today, the day students returned to school from winter break. Flicker, who was the boy's attorney, says, "What they're doing is looking at the worst possible interpretation of a young, naive six-year-old. This is a little child who can't from the intent do... who can't form the intent to do anything like that."
Yeah.
According to a letter sent by Assistant Principal Renee Garraway to the child's parents, this was not the first time something like this had happened.
I'm sure it's not.
"Your son was involved in a serious incident," Garraway wrote. "He threatened to shoot a student. He was spoken to earlier today about a similar incident." Flicker said,
"Cops and robbers is now outlawed."
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Flicker said the boy's family was never told about any previous issues. They won't say what the similar incident is. It just shows the overreaction, according to the attorney. The letter says the child's parents were informed of their son's suspension the day of the incident, though Flicker said the school should have invited his mother in to discuss the situation before the suspension was handed down. He says they could have called the mother in. They didn't do that. They just said, "You're suspended." 5 years from now, when someone in Montgomery County looks at his permanent record, they're going to see that he threatened to shoot another student. according to the letter, the ruling, although I don't know how many people look at people's school records
from kindergarten. Yeah, I don't know, but I think it's, you know, it's time to leave that public school for one.
According to the letter, the ruling can be appealed within 10 days, although the suspension has already been served, and Ms. Garraway declined to comment. Montgomery Public Schools spokesbureaucrat Dana Tofig said it was policy to not comment on student disciplinary matters. She added, though, that the school makes sure parents are aware of behavioral issues. She said that, in general, an incident involving the behavior of our younger students will make sure the student and family are well informed of any behavior that needs to change and understand the consequences if the behavior does not change. And that's especially true if the behavior is affecting the learning environment or how safe another student feels.
How is a pew, pew, pew moment affecting how another student feels?
Well, they could have been terrified, Nemi.
They could have been terrified. They could have had that instilled, the fear instilled in them by their parents who believe that the government is there to protect them.
It may have actually been instilled by the school system itself.
True.
Because apparently there were a number of classrooms on the day of the school shooting in Connecticut that tuned in to frighten everyone. Like, instead of going on with the school day everywhere across, you know, if you weren't in Sandy Hook Elementary School, it doesn't really matter, right? Do you really need to tell your second graders about the school shooting that happened in Sandy Hook? Is that necessary?
No. Also, to some extent, the imprint on young people's minds is based on the reaction.
And by the adults.
By the adults. And, you know, lots of schools were bringing counselors. You know, I mean, schools hundreds of miles away. They were bringing in counselors and grief counselors to talk to students about their, you know, their grief for surrounding this incident. And I don't know. I mean, how much of this is, you know, I mean, if a student is feeling grief, I think that they should talk to somebody about it. I'm fine with that.
To create this atmosphere of mourning when you don't even know who we're talking about.
We know
about.
That you've all been affected terribly by this incident in Sandy Hook, 157 miles away.
I don't want to sound like you're minimizing what happened there, but is it really that relevant to an elementary schooler? I could see a high school class or something, a social studies class, looking at this incident, talking about it, having a discussion about it, but to spend any time whatsoever on it as an elementary school.
If there's, I mean, you know, how many grief counselors were trotted out for the incident that happened in, what is it, Sweden or Norway, where the guy goes around and kills a bunch of school-age kids?
Probably none.
Right. I mean, so it's the proximity. It's, you know, whatever relationship you feel to these people. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. Harv is in North Carolina listening on GCNLive.com. Hey, Harv.
Hey, Harv.
What's on your mind tonight?
Fellas, I just turned on GCN Live. I didn't know what you were talking about. I asked the man, what are they talking about? I just turned on. He said, I don't know. Just listen to them. And you guys are on a roll.
Hopefully that's a good thing.
I mean, my God, you're talking about them shootings up there, down there, over there, back under. No, my God, shooting everybody.
Are you for real?
I don't have a gun.
Why not?
Because the God, I mean the state, I mean the law, I mean the system that be won't let me have one.
Why not?
For whatever reasons.
Are you a felon?
Have you been found to be mentally incompetent?
Yes, sir, I am. Now my name is associated with it. I appreciate that.
Me too, Harv.
Thank you for exposing me.
Who isn't a felon these days, Harv?
Hey, I'm not.
Hell, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, more people are felons now probably than ever before.
I'm somebody.
So tell me what you think, Harv. I mean, you're new to the show. Are you shocked? What are the initial response?
My initial response is there's too much play on this crap. There's
too
a reason, and you both know what it is, but you
what
get
crap.
Paid to do what you do, and I love you.
Wait, give me more information. When you say there's too much play on this crap, I don't really know what crap to which you're referring.
Okay, when I say there's too much play on this crap, I mean everybody forgot about Jennifer Rivera's plane crash down in Mexico, you know, south of Texas. Hey.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, I haven't either. I'd like to talk with him in a minute.
All right, well, stand by, Harv. Nemi has a question or more than one for you, so hang on.
Yeah.
She is the lovely co-host sitting in the studio tonight.
I'm his what?
I don't know if I want to know.
I don't think
more
so
in a moment here with Harv and you and your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact as the chat room is built in right there to the very same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and get interactive and enjoy. It's all free. The whole website, cam.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live for some time now. The number of people using Bitcoins around the world is exploding. If you've got a business and you want to accept bitcoins, but you don't know how, you're in luck. BitPay has made it easy for you. Thanks to BitPay, there's now an easy way for any website, charity, retail store, or whatever, to accept bitcoins and have them instantly converted into cash and deposited right into your bank account. The fees are lower than credit cards, and there's no risk of a chargeback or fraud. It's a no-brainer. Visit BitPay.com to get started. It's BitPay.com.
All right, so 855-453 Harv dialed in tonight, listening for the first time via GCNLive.com. Harv, you sounded a little bit surprised. You mentioned a story. I know Nemi had a question, but I wanted to clarify something that you'd said about this Jennifer Rivera. You had said that this was a really important story. Somebody, someone who had died in a plane crash. What is it that's you know? Obviously, people perish in terrible ways all over the world. Why this? Why is this something that we should be talking about?
First off, the reason why I mentioned it was it just overtook the Latino airwaves.
Yes.
And I was thinking, my God, what will it take to get them off of selling her albums? And then, bam, that school shooting up there, what, Newtown? That did it.
Yeah.
The intention was to slow down sales of this woman's
album. No, I think I can relate. I can understand where you're coming from. It's like the Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson's death took the focus, the mainstream media's focus off of unrest in the Middle East, and it just kind of shifted.
Were both important stories.
Yeah.
But then it became gun control, and you guys, hey, like I told your screener, I love Genesis and everything else you're on. I just tuned in. I said, my God, man, I don't even know what they're talking about. And I got in on the phone, and here I am.
Yeah, you don't have to have any comprehension of what we're talking about to be able to add to this radio program.
I started listening, and I'm sorry, fellas, I'm at a loss. My God, I'm an old
dude. What are you at a loss for? I'm confused by why you're so confused.
I'm so confused and I'm at a loss because I wasn't ready.
I'd certainly appreciate hearing from you.
I'm interested to know why this topic is. I'm not sure why the singer's news is important personally. I mean, A, I'm not Latino, so maybe
hold on. Wait a minute. But was that legitimate?
Harv was a Bilderberger plant.
No, was that a crank call?
His off-shucks accent and his nice deep voice makes it clear to me.
Was that a legitimate BS at the end of that call, or was that whole thing a build-up for that?
I don't think that was a build-up.
What were you going to ask him?
Well,
because we never got to that.
No,
I apologize.
I was just interested in knowing more about where he was coming from, what he would have seen.
I don't know if he would have ever been able to explain
it. Well, maybe not, but hey, it's a question. I'm interested to know. The folks who are up in arms, pardon the pun, poorly timed pun, who are up in arms about the coverage about Newtown, the focus is on gun control, or we need more guns in schools, or we need focus on mental health. My question for him, and anyone who's interested in talking about the Connecticut shootings, so what would you like to see different? That be different.
You mean as far as like the school or
the school
policy?
Or a school security or gun control or mm-hmm. the argument itself? I'm not.
Well, hasn't there been a proposal now in the UK to ban kitchen knives?
Sure.
I don't know how seriously it's being taken, but that is on the table.
Keeps on ramping up. Right. I mean, there's fewer of, I think it was the murder, fewer murders are committed with guns. And like, I mean, if you add up everything else and compare it to guns, I mean, guns really aren't the tool of choice as far as murder goes.
No.
Yeah, they're really loud. I mean, if you want somebody to know that you've just killed someone, then use a firearm.
Yeah, right? Well, your knife is going to leave a lot of blood on you.
Mm.
So if you want to wander around with a bunch of blood on you,
maybe they should ban karate too and all the martial arts, because I mean, if you want to talk about getting away with some sort of crime, you don't leave any blood and there's no loud noise of any sort. So you know, these jiu-jitsu martial arts masters could totally like go on a killing spree and do it ninja style, and they would be almost unstoppable.
Take a lot more training. That's the difference with the gun, is it? It's a great equalizer.
Right.
Basically, you without any training, you know, a 7-year-old without any real training can kill Mike Tyson.
Or at least make Mike Tyson stop and pause and take a thought, you know.
All right. right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think we're fresh out of school-related stories here for this particular evening.
Jeez, thanks goodness.
There's never any shortage of these, so feel free to share yours if you would like. 855-450-FREE. In addition, there's some news that's not so good coming out of New Hampshire. And, Nemi, you have the story, and I have a related story.
That's like deja vu here. The New Hampshire State House is now a gun-free zone, although several representatives have warned the quote-unquote nut jobs they fully intend to continue to carry their concealed weapons in Representatives Hall. This is from the union leader. The House voted 196.
So is Representatives Hall the general court?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the legislature is the general court.
General court
being
what they call the legislature.
The legislature is the general court. The Representatives Hall is the
place where the general court meets.
Where the House meets.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it seats, I believe, 400 people, close to 400 people. It's a big room, very beautiful. And one of we always argue about.
Well,
this.
It would have to seat 400 reps, right? And then
right.
There's like a display area where people can sit and watch.
The gallery upstairs,
yeah.
Correct. And I think that seats probably close to 50, maybe 60
okay.
people. So the House voted 196 to 153 to ban guns from Reps Hall, the ante room, and the House gallery.
So that means that for people that don't know, you've never been to New Hampshire State House before. That doesn't include the lobby. You could still, in theory, walk in with a firearm and simply be told, hey, you can't go in there.
I believe
that, right?
That is covered under the ante room.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. So there's specifics in here that I'm not entirely clear on, but the House gallery, the ante room, and Reps Hall. The change is returning a ban that was in place for 40 years until 2 years ago.
This was their excuse, by the way. I went to the hearing about this, not the big hearing, I guess, which they had today where they voted on it, the full House, but there was
the Decoration Committee.
Right. The Rules Committee. So in New Hampshire, every 2 years, they have a new election, these state reps get elected, they then appoint their committee people, and the Rules Committee sets the rules for the upcoming House session, if
right.
I'm not mistaken.
At least it wasn't the Joint Facilities Committee like it was last time that passed the rule that you couldn't have guns in the State House. That was more like a decorating committee
mm-hmm.
the last time we went through this, which was 2 years ago. The newly elected House under former House Speaker Bill O'Brien was to lift a 40-year ban on carrying firearms, although they could not be displayed. So you could conceal carry in the State House, but you were not allowed to open carry. Opponents said that the rule would allow someone with an assault rifle to sit in the House gallery because, you know, people with assault rifles who are intent on doing damage to people are interested in obeying the law.
All right, 855-450-FREE, we can talk more about this. Does this mean the Free State Project is failing? We'll get to that here.
I don't think so.
855-450-FREE, and that's you're a New Hampshire native.
I'm a native.
That's your opinion. So I want to find out why you don't think that's the case. 855-450-FREE. You can also take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive there a variety of different ways. Freetalklive.com, unlike those other talk show hosts, freetalklive.com is totally free. So head over and enjoy the features. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll be able to shop in various different retailers online. But the primary one is Amazon. You click into the right Amazon for you. If you're in the U.S., U.K., or Canada, you can order. Or if you're outside of those areas, you can still order from one of those Amazons. But you go to the right one that's closest to you and then get your shopping taken care of and know that Free Talk Live is getting a cut of the purchase price. And thank you to everybody who did their Christmas holiday shopping at Amazon. We saw a nice spike in the month of October.
Thank you.
So much appreciated. Once again, just get your shopping started at shop.freetalklive.com. That's all you have to remember. As soon as you click into the link, whatever you put in your cart and you check out, we're good to go. You won't see any indicator. It won't say, like, a portion goes to Free Talk Live. You just have to know that if you start at shop.freetalklive.com, it'll work. By the way, I want to welcome our brand newest weeknight affiliate, 1590 WSMN, Nashua's News and Talk.
We've been there.
We've been on that station, but not on weeknights.
Well, we've actually visited the station.
Oh, yeah, physically. We have been inside the station, although I believe they moved offices since we've been there last, Mark, so we're due for another visit.
Moving a business, oh, God, it's an awful, awful experience.
Especially radio, because you got to move equipment and got to cut over the transmitters.
Every business stinks.
Sure, I mean, it sucks, but in radio, you've got to keep the signal on the air, which is kind of a tricky proposition.
Indeed.
So, welcome aboard to everyone listening in Nashua, and of course, that likely includes a number of Free State Project participants who are, I'm sure, jazzed about the fact that they can tune in now on the radio waves and listen to really the only truly principled, liberty-oriented show in syndicated national radio. And for those of you that are new to the program, maybe you've never heard, we've been on Saturday nights on WSMN for a couple of years now. and this is our first time on weeknights, and so welcome aboard. You really can bring up anything that you want, so feel free to try it out. Dial the number in, 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733.
You have to listen to the show for a while to kind of get where we're coming from. It's not something you're going to pick up at a night.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't pick up your phone and call in and
that's
bring
true.
Up whatever you want.
Sure.
So freestateproject.org, by the way, is where you want to go if you love the ideas of freedom and don't live in New Hampshire already. I mean, if you do live in New Hampshire, you can join as a friend of the Free State Project. But ultimately, we're looking to get to 20,000 people who don't yet live in New Hampshire who are willing to sign up to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. That's what the Free State Project is all about. Go to freestateproject.org, learn more, and go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum because we're going to be in Nashua, New Hampshire, coming up here in about 4 weeks, or excuse me, 8 weeks, a little under 8 weeks from now, the February 21st through the 24th. It is going to be a weekend in the wintertime in Nashua, New Hampshire.
And it's going to be a winter wonderland.
Yep, it's going to be a good excuse for you to come up here and meet hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that are, a lot of them are considering making a move to New Hampshire. Some of them, like Mark and I, have already made the move to New Hampshire.
Made a move to New Hampshire.
Some are going to be brand new movers to New Hampshire, and others are going to be folks who, as I said, you know, they're thinking about it. There are going to be guest speakers there. Tom Woods is one of the main speakers. Declan McCullough from CNET. Cory Doctorow, we've had on this, an author we've had on this show in the past. So we're going to get to talk, hopefully, to many of those folks on our show. So if you're not able to come to Nashua for the Liberty Forum, you'll get a taste of it because we're going to be broadcasting live every single night. But if you can make it up here, it's well worth the $200, and that includes all the meals that you can eat at the hotel, which I think is a couple dinners and lunches, maybe even a breakfast. I don't have the details on which meals go where, but there will be several meals that you'll get for the $200 ticket. If that's too much, go with a $100 ticket. You cut out all the meals, but you still get into all of the different speeches and panel discussions, and you can find rooms to share with people on freestateproject.org on their forum there.
It's true.
So you can really bring the cost down of this convention, and it's a blast. So definitely want to go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more as we continue here. Of course, you can bring up anything. Now, Nemi, moments ago you were talking about this state house.
Yeah.
First, one of the first things they've done in their new session, which I believe kicked off today in New Hampshire, was they banned weapons from the state house. Deadly weapons, not just guns, if I'm not mistaken. It was all deadly weapons.
And knives as well, yeah. And this right. is something that happens generally in New Hampshire. The last time we saw it happen was the week of Christmas 2 years ago. So while everyone is off at home doing their thing, these little committees who have been established go in and they make their rules and they have their votes. And then, yes, today was the opening session of the New Hampshire House.
The critics are going to say this means the Free State Project has failed. I mean, that the fact that, you know, this has happened, that weapons, which are supposed to, New Hampshire is supposed to be a real gun-friendly kind of place, that now you can't even carry firearms into the state house, that this is terrible. You said that this doesn't mean the Free State Project has failed.
No, I don't think so. And as I'm reading here, I'm going through at the Boston Globe site at boston.com, and I'm learning something myself. Republicans control the Senate. I didn't know that. It takes an agreement by both chambers to reinstate the ban. So the House has so it's not necessarily done yet.
I didn't know that the Senate met in the same chambers.
I don't believe they do. I believe they have their own chambers, but in order to reinstate a ban, this is what it says here. Republicans control the Senate, and it would take an agreement by both chambers to reinstate the ban. Senate President Peter Bragdon from Milford said Wednesday he has not changed his opposition to a ban and would block its reinstatement.
Interesting.
So I think that's fantastic.
You know, so I think it's very interesting. The, this isn't my issue by any means. I'm not one to want to go in carrying a shuriken or something like that into the legislative office building or such a thing.
This doesn't ban it from the legislative office building, does
no,
it?
No.
It's just the
whatever. But it doesn't. These things don't matter to me. But I just don't like getting the blue glove at the door.
You don't get the blue blue glove love
even
at the door.
If they ban this stuff?
Correct.
Okay,
they would have
correct.
To do something.
And I suspect that makes it still the only state house in America where you don't have to go through some kind of security apparatus.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't believe that is true.
I suspect.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That
I don't
is
think
one,
that.
Of, one of the few. Now, in Texas, I know at least
state
a few
Florida,
years
I can tell you
ago.
Absolutely do.
A few years ago, you would have to go through a metal detector in order to get in unless you had a concealed carry license, and then you didn't. Because you were licensed by the state,
yeah.
And you did not need to go through in order to enter the Texas legislature building. So, yes, there was a great effort a couple of years ago. One of them was spearheaded by Delmar Burrage from here in Keene.
A
constitutional
terrible
threat, if ever there is one, trying to disarm the state house. Why your question for me, Ian? Would you repeat it for me, please?
Well, doesn't this mean the Free State Project has failed? I mean, that's what the critics are going to say. Oh, you Free Staters, you can't even stop a gun ban from coming into the state house.
They're still busy being all worried that Barack Obama got won by a small margin in New Hampshire. What do they care?
Right. Well, this is just more evidence to them. What I would say to that is, hey. This whole Free State Project thing, we're not even getting, we're not even officially started yet. There are only early movers that have made the move here. There's going to be some, level of success and failure. Mm-hmm. You're not just going to all of a sudden overwhelm the political structure and, be able to completely change things.
And do everything you want.
Right, in one legislative session. So what you'll probably end up seeing happen, and by the way, I think it's worth pointing out, about as many Free State Project participants won election this year as did 2 years ago. Yeah, at least to the state house. I don't know about all the local offices, the city council seats and things like that. But as far as the state house, am I right about this, Mark? It was like 12. I thought you paid attention to this. A couple years ago, it was about 12. I think it was 11 this year. I believe that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I think it's a similar number. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, so I said it's about the same as it was 2 years ago.
That's
so even though the 2 years ago it was the Republicans that mostly won, mm-hmm. this year it was the Democrats who mostly won. The amount of Free State Project participants who won stayed about the same.
And these two to just answer your question, it's not Free Staters who are coming in and saying, hey, let's turn the state house into a gun free zone. That's why I don't attribute this as a failure to the Free State Project.
855-450-FREE. The Free State Project officially kicks off its move once 20,000 signatures have been reached. We're only up over 13,500 at this point, so we've still got a ways to go. We need more people to be here to make New Hampshire into a free place. It's not free yet. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you tonight here. 855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733 and join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. A lot of them are there, and they are all totally free. We've got them including the archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just go click and download. Maybe you're one of our brand-new listeners in Nashua, New Hampshire, and you want to know what all you've missed before we started doing weeknights there. Because before us, you were listening to Laura Ingram, and she was not live at all. That was a show that was from earlier in the day, and now you are, if you're in Nashua, listening to us live, which is always nice to do in radio. Maybe you want to hear what you missed. You can just go to freetalklive.com, download as many archives as you would like. Download until you are satisfied, because they go back for years. You can download all the way back to late 2006 just by clicking and receiving. It's that simple. Go to freetalklive.com. Also, our SoundCloud page is another way for you to download those archives. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Then you'll have access to additional downloads like interviews that Mark and myself might participate in. Also, Mark, you do the Edgington Post series where you interview people, and those are available as well through soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. The State House in New Hampshire has met today, and they've done something that a lot of people listening aren't going to be able to understand, because they don't conceptualize the idea that guns or deadly weapons of any sort would be allowed in the State House, because in most places, they're not. You said, Mark, that there's a metal detector at the door in the state of Florida?
Well, it's not just metal detectors. It's the whole apparatus that goes with it. I mean, it'd be one thing if I just had to walk through a metal detector and, I mean, there has to be the little guys with the bowls, and they have to take all the metal out of your pockets and all this stuff. I mean, it takes up the process of walking into a door, which is a relatively short process, and turns it into a lengthy one. Nimmy, you said that in Texas, somebody with a concealed carry permit could walk into the state house. But, you know, what if I use a knife to protect myself? I can't, and I obviously there is no state license to protect oneself there.
Well, not in New Hampshire. No.
Nor
in
Texas.
I don't know in Texas.
Knife license?
I don't know, Mark. Come on. So, no, I don't know the answer to your question.
Here.
I don't know the answer to your question.
So they've made it so that you can't go into the state house with a concealed weapon. However, there's no provision for enforcement beyond just we're saying you can't do it.
Well, they say here House rules forbid security from searching lawmakers. And in this Boston Globe article, they later say that Republicans left intact a rule giving security guards the right to search the public for weapons.
Oh, really?
Anyone who does not want to be searched has the right to leave the building or be charged with trespassing. That's longstanding. There was a big fight a couple years ago where Dan Eaton, a representative from Stoddard, wanted to give the House security the right to detain people. Mm. And you can't do that in New Hampshire because
well, they could detain you in other circumstances, but not in the state house.
Not state house security. A state police officer who is on the state house detail certainly has the right to detain, but mm-hmm. a employee of the legislature does not.
So this means that, and you said something, I'm not sure if it was on the air or off, but you said something about some state house members are swearing they will continue to carry concealed.
Absolutely. There is a fantastic quote in here from Representative John Burt from Goffstown, New Hampshire, who objected to the ban and said he would ignore it. House rules forbid security from searching lawmakers, as I said.
Hmm.
And here's the quote. Quote, if we become a gun-free zone, we are telling every nut in the state we are a gun-free zone, he said. I will not be a victim in this house, and I want all the crazy nuts out there in the state to understand that. Burt's amendment to allow representatives to carry guns in the chamber if they had a permit failed, 156-109.
So are these people really scared that other legislators are going to shoot them?
Well, no, they're not. I don't think they're scared of other legislators necessarily, but there was...
back in the day, I heard they had sword fights.
But this was an amendment to allow... I think that actually Adams came after Jefferson in the U.S. House with a poker.
Hmm.
But
Yar.
I'm completely lost now that you've gone to know. This amendment would have allowed just legislators to have.
There is one. There are two things here. There are people generally.
Right.
And then there are legislators.
Sure.
So
but this amendment would have specifically been for legislators
correct.
With concealed carry permits
correct.
To continue to carry.
Licenses,
but it was
yes.
voted down, whatever the term is.
Correct.
As far as I'm concerned, that's superfluous. People in New Hampshire make a big difference between a license and a permit.
Yes.
There's just no difference. If I give you a license, I am giving you permission. It is
heroic. This guy's great.
Synonyms.
This John Burt guy deserves big props for having the courage to come right out and say, I'm not going to obey. This rule.
I'm not going to obey it either.
And more people should take that on. Now, you said that the Senate in New Hampshire has to somehow pass this as well.
As well.
Which makes me question how long that's going to take. When does the Senate meet? When will this rule go into effect?
I'm not
Daryl
sure.
Perry, who is our Friday night host mm-hmm. on Free Talk Live and the publisher over at FPP.cc, had told me that he had planned to go to the State House tomorrow
for the open
while
house.
Carrying, was it starter pistol or if it was like a flare gun
yeah,
or something like that.
Starter pistol.
Starter pistol. And he said that...
You definitely don't want a flare gun.
He said that it was something that didn't have ammunition, so I don't know how starter pistols work. How does it not have ammunition?
It doesn't have a lead bullet at the end, but it does have a little cartridge with gunpowder in it.
I see. So his idea was because that's not a deadly weapon, that in theory he should be able to open carry that into the State House chamber.
You and kids sure know how to have fun.
It sure would be interesting.
I know, right? Okay, then go have fun.
I would go there. I totally would go there, except it's an evening thing. It's like a late afternoon thing, and I wouldn't be able to get back here in time.
I'd like to see you with a grass skirt doing a knife dance right in the center of the lobby.
The marble lobby. Yes, there's the inn. So there's one more point here,
yeah,
if I may. It says, Democrats who took control of the House in November argued that thousands of fourth graders come to the State House every year to learn about their government. Now, Ian knows where I'm going with this. They say guns don't belong in the State House, which is serving as a classroom. Now, I'm a native. In fourth grade, I was still in New Hampshire. I went to, fourth grade focuses on state history. You go, you do the tour of the State House. Now, when I was a fourth grader. We saw weapons in the State House, and I actually had an opportunity. I had a good teacher who was well aware of what the Second Amendment is all about, and she handled it brilliantly. We got back to class, and we sat there and said, what exactly is the Second Amendment for? And we talked about militias, and we talked about armies and self-defense, and what the importance of the Second Amendment is, and the importance of it there to protect the other amendments that are our rights. And I think it's just disgusting, honestly, to see how things have changed in the course of the last 35 years.
The fourth graders.
Won't someone please think of the children? Won't someone please think of the crazy person up in the gallery who may mow down all of our lawmakers? Come on, really?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. And the dumbest point about all this is that it, once again, is security theater. One, as you pointed out, they can't. The security guys can't search. They can only tell you to leave if you don't consent to a search.
Do not have the right to detain.
But beyond that, if I wanted to hurt the people in the legislature, I could just wait till they leave. Don't people understand this? I mean, do they not really comprehend the fact that at some point they're going to leave that building, they're going to get in their car, and they're going to drive home? So at some point between leaving the building and getting to their car, they could be taken out by any madman who was, of the intention to hurt somebody and hurt a group of people.
And that was brought up as when we had the hearings on this issue 2 years ago. There is a parking structure that's not far from the New Hampshire State House. It's probably two or three blocks. It's the Store Street Garage. And people, people work late at night. Committees run late at night. And it's dark out. And you know what? I don't want to walk two or three blocks in Concord, New Hampshire, without some means to protect myself.
Indeed. So that happened. And then also related news, as reported by Daryl Perry over at freekeen.com, they've also removed the grievance panel. There was much discussion last year about the grievance panel and how it was something that other state had.
I was just very disappointed to see this.
I can go one way or the other on this whole gun concealed weapon thing. I mean, I guess it just doesn't affect me because I don't generally carry around deadly weapons with me, certainly not ones that I would discuss, but this grievance panel, the idea that the public should be able to bring grievances to their legislature?
Well, I was there as they were discussing this at the panel discussion or the committee discussion about this, the rules committee, and they were claiming that, well, this panel's not needed because people that have grievances can just take them to their representatives
and their representatives could or could
submit
not
a bill about it. Yeah. So they claimed that basically the panel was unnecessary, and they went ahead and got rid of it. But this was something that we were touting because, well, New Hampshire had it, and no one else anywhere in any other state has it. Well, now New Hampshire also does not have it either at this point. Although, to be fair, the grievance panel never ended up doing anything because, what they did was they heard some grievances, which was nice.
I'm not sure it's done yet.
There was never anything that came out of that. Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but are you suggesting some kind of a lawsuit or...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it's going to go.
All right. 855-450-FREE. There are a lot of people that are very interested in keeping the grievance panel around.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I'm one of them.
Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex.